RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tita Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSEHD4 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
.04 is the time. We welcome you back. Hour number two of Tee to Green rolling on. We're live at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Midas, and Jeff Blank. We get you into our second hour. Thanks for joining us here. If you missed the first hour, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com, in just a little bit. I'll also tweet it out at Brian WGR and on our social media handles. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and on Twitter at T2G Buffalo. Not only do you get Jeff Blank's daily picks if you're into wagering on the event through that, but also other cool videos. Jeff had a great tip last week on chipping when we were at Bobolink. So we'll have another tip today on putting, which is what we're going to talk about here coming up in this segment. But let's bring in General Manager and PGA Pro Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek. Don, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us back here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're on the beautiful patio, beautiful day. Happy Father's Day weekend to you.
Yeah, we got that coming up. We got a little fishing on deck with my son, and we're going to try to beat our record of 34 last weekend, so we'll see how we do.
I am super jealous of that.
Yeah. 34?
Wow. That's awesome. I got a long waiting list, but I might squeeze you in on a fishing trip someday.
Yeah, we keep talking
We've lost this segment, Jeff, already.
Yeah,
I know. 20 minutes of fishing with Don and Kevin here.
I'd love, you know what? Tita Rod's coming up next year. We're going to go golf and fishing, all right?
Talk about lures.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm the fishing in Lake Erie is phenomenal. So don't even think about putting those windmills up. Here's my quick little thing. That is the dumbest idea I have ever heard in my life. We're never going to produce enough electricity to generate all this stuff. They run on oil. They're terrible for the environment. And we have one of the greatest fishing resources in the world. And you're going to put a stupid-ass windmill in it? All right.
That's at Kevin Sylvester.
Yeah, it's at Kevin Sylvester. You know, we produce nature produces enough electricity in Western New York. It's called the Niagara River. All right, Niagara Falls, right? Am I not wrong with this, right?
I think so.
I know Jimmy
Well, nature didn't produce that electricity. Well, people did.
But I'm just saying, like, we're already producing enough, and we're going to put it in the lake.
You're not going to draw me into this conversation.
I don't have to. Listen, it's a dumb idea.
All right.
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
I like golf.
Let's talk about that.
Windmills belong on putt-putt courses.
On golf courses, yeah.
Don, look what you walked into here.
Thank you. There you go.
Yes.
It's okay.
Well, Don, we're here on your beautiful patio, which we know not only has this recently gone up with some upgrades, but we've got a new facility that you can tell everybody about, too, here. For those that have played here before, either under Pendleton Creek or even in the olden days of Tantera, the halfway house now is kind of a new spot.
Yeah, it used to be a halfway house, and, you know, there was some thoughts, what do we do with it? You know, do we knock it down? Do we do something else? So kind of the thought was we had this beautiful patio that was there, and the only downside to it was not shaded. So the owners, put their heads together and came up with a permanent roof. It's beautiful. It's a metal roof. They totally gutted the inside of it. So the whole idea is that we can now host, we have another area to host small events. So if you've got a banquet, you've got a graduation, a birthday party, something like that.
It's like in a little grove over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like your own little world over there. So, but those can be hosted, and that's been completed for a little while. We've already had a few events.
Well, it's interesting for me. I lived down the street, been coming here for years, just to see the amount of money and effort that's gone into making this place better over the last few years, the infrastructure, the parking lot, this patio, that set up there, the golf course, the car, everything that's been done here has really raised the stature of the golf course, I believe, and new ownership's done a really, really nice job with this facility.
Yeah, new ownership came in here, and you've heard me talk about it before on your show, I think, but, they had a game plan coming in here, and they're longtime members themselves. So they knew exactly what they want to do. They didn't waste any time. So they have an aggressive plan, as you're talking about. You see what's going on around here, and everybody notices when they come in.
Jeff, you've talked about this before. Being a PGA pro is more than just maybe helping people with their swing.
Oh, it's way more.
It is the experience and trying to make the facility as best as possible. But you have to run an operation here. Like, this is a machine that has to run smoothly. Don, you've talked about, you and I have talked about it so much here. Just having the ability to have ownership on your side, and then, there's so much more than just, hey, is the tee box in the right spot here on the first hole? Like, there's all these other things that go into making the golf experience ready for when your golfers and your members show up.
Yeah, as a PGA professional, you're trying to create the best golf experience you can for everybody that walks through the door. And if you have poor ownership or poor infrastructure, or your carts are run down or whatever it is, those things detract from the experience. And you're always trying to elevate your operation, and you don't want to be held back trying to make a great operation. And I feel like, Don's in a good position here and doing a great job with that. And it's fun to see it go that way as opposed to the other way. You see a lot of people buy courses and strip it down and just try to get as much money as they can and take the weekends off from mowing or whatever it is, and they're doing the opposite here, which is good for golf and great to see.
Yeah, it makes your job easier when people see that there's commitment involved. And then, speaking of carts, I'll let a little secret out there. It's not a real secret, but there's a new cart fleet coming, and I think we've been on the phone every month with them. So club car's not probably,
those transactions are never easy, are they?
Yeah, so we have a new fleet coming, and it was supposed to be April, and then
We got him in the wrong color once. That was fun. Yeah.
Did you get a discount?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So, what color did you order?
We ordered like yellow? Cream and got black.
Oh,
someone messed up. Yeah. Right? Yeah, you probably know the rep. I won't bring up his name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably, but that's in the works, and I won't share the date, but. They are on the way. So
it's supply chain issue, okay. Right?
Yeah. It is. No, actually it is.
Yeah. But that adds to your,
they tell us.
That adds to the members' experience when they come out to play a nice cart, and everything else that the facility offers, and that's how you build up a membership and create an even better business. Mm-hmm.
Don Schneider with us here, the GM and PGA Pro at Pendleton Creek, as we, of course, are with you here for 2 hours on Tee to Green. Thanks for joining us. Coming up 8:30, Taylor Gessel from Callaway, so we'll have some news on some interesting stuff happening with the Big Bertha line of products. A couple thoughts on the U.S. Open here. Let's start at the top. Ricky Fowler, Don, you know, a very popular player. Fans love to watch him play. He's gone from maybe the peak of his career and then down into the valley, and now he's looks like trying to reach that mountaintop again here. It'd be really, really a great story if he could somehow figure out a way to get it done here for two more rounds.
Yeah, I'd love to see him pull it out. I think it's good for the game, you know, to see a guy that, as you said, is kind of, you know, not done a whole lot, you know, for a while, and maybe some life changes, and who knows what it is, but Kevin might know better being out there. But, yeah, it's great to see him, and, you know, I'm watching him just making putts like crazy out there, and I see he's got a different putter. I heard you guys talking about on the way in. I'd love to see him. I like Schauffele. I think you and I talked about it during the week coming up. I really like his game. I think it's suited to that type of golf course. I think he was my pick, but Jeff Blank over there. Now, he probably had something going on that, right? I think with T-degree.
Now, do you think that I attribute it, you know, I know he's putting great, but I attribute a lot of what he's doing because he's back with Butch, and Butch just finds a way to make people play better. It's not always technical, too. I think he just makes those players get confident. He little changes here in the swing. He looks like he's swinging as beautifully and perfectly as you can imagine.
Yeah, he's finishing. You know, he reminds me of Rory. But, you know, Rory's got my favorite swing out there, and just watching him finish, it's just aggressive and through the ball and a great turn. You know, that's confidence when you see that. You know, that, and I think probably the biggest change for him is he got rid of the stash.
And the orange.
That's what helped him, yeah.
That finish that you mentioned with Rory and with Ricky, I feel like it's very evident when they're swinging confidently. You can just see that shoulder turn come through and everything. Jeff, how important is the finish to a golf swing here? And then Don, you can jump in on that too.
What I like to equate it to is if you stick your finish, it's like sticking the landing. You know what I mean? Like you've done everything well and you end up just sticking your finish because you've sequenced properly. Typically, if you get out of sequence and, you know, you can swing on different, there's a million ways to swing well, but if you sequence right and have a good aggressive rhythm through there and you end up sticking your finish, that means you made a good swing. A lot of times you see guys after a shot, they do the lean or their finish looked awkward. And, you know, you could tell as a golfer, did they miss it right or did they miss it left right away? And that's so I sometimes when you give someone a lesson, you start backwards. You know, hey, if you're trying to hit a hook, well, you're going to finish over here. If you're trying to hit a fade, we're going to hit it here and stuff like that. So I think it's a great way to watch golf swings because it's a culmination of everything that happened before.
Yeah, the fascinating thing to me when you look at the players that have a chance to win here and you look at their golf swings, like Rory puts everything into it. It's a very athletic swing. You know, John Rahm, short but powerful, right? You can tell he's putting Hovland. You know, I'm thinking of guys here. Koepka doesn't look like he's putting everything into it, right? He's an athlete, and it just doesn't look like he's, you know, going all. He is, but he doesn't look. Dustin Johnson doesn't look that way, right?
Freddie never looked that way.
Freddie never looked that way. I think Ricky doesn't look that way either. Like Ricky's just looks smooth. Like he doesn't look like he's putting every pound into it.
That's sequencing. That's when you're sequencing your body, when your lower body's initiating, and there's that separation and all the things we talk about, and that's why it ends up looking that way. If you're coming down all at the same time with poor sequencing. Well, besides looking, you know, it doesn't look athletic, it doesn't look fluid, and it looks like you're exerting energies. That's why all the tour players look so athletic and smooth, and their rhythm is good.
I'll tell you about it. I haven't seen how he was done, but S.H. Kim, if you watch him in a tournament, that swing is a great swing. I'm just throwing another player out there when you see him playing sometime. S.H. Kim, like Tom Kim's got a nice swing. S.H. Kim's got a very nice.
But there's a million ways. Joaquin Neiman's got a different swing, right? But it's a great swing. If A, then B. He's just doing, he does A, so he has to do B, and he does it beautifully.
Well, I like what they do. Like NBC did this with Brian Harman the other day. They did the super slow-mo 360, turned around, and they showed his swing. You're a lefty, Jeff Blank. You probably appreciated that. They showed how he got it in the slot, and it's not like how it dropped down and delivered the club face to the ball. Yeah, it was really how he just really dropped down and got low to deliver that. I mean,
compressed. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's you know, you got to hit 1,000 balls a day.
They're all in the gym doing TPI workouts too. So that's part of it. There's nobody at that level. Well, very few people at that level that aren't training off the course.
And they're
also
doing that 2 hours before they go out to play. Like, you know, they arrive, they go into the fitness trailer, or they do a workout at the hotel, the physio, all these things to get their body ready. I mean, they're not.
We're grabbing donuts and coffee and trying to see if I got golf balls in my bag.
We're doing the old, hey, cross the right leg over the left knee, stretch, there's the hamstring, do the left side. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
5 minutes of warm up. Yeah.
Harmon, by the way, is only 5'7", so be able to do in that. Harmon, by the way.
That's why Jeff Blank's playing left-handed.
He's fives. The
local connection with Harmon, by the way, the 2007 Porter Cup champion at Niagara Falls Country Club.
Look at you.
If you're a golfer watching this week and they do those slow-mos, the one thing you'll notice, and I'm sure you can jump in here, Donnie, is every player's hips are open at impact. Like, if you're looking down the target line for a right-handed player, you can see his left pocket. 99% of the lessons I give, you give. Not 99, that's exaggerated. But most people, their hips are facing the target, facing the golf ball. Their hips haven't opened. They haven't sequenced. Okay. That's the big difference between, and that's why these guys hit it so far.
And as Shakira said, the hips don't lie.
True.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, if you watch those guys, they're all, when I'm giving lessons, I stop people every now and then and say, you know, if you ask me what the most important fundamental is, beyond pre-shot routine and setup and all that, you know, it's the turn, right? And you know, what you said, sequencing is what it is. And, you know, if you're not facing the target when you're done, it's going to be a pretty tough game. And so what I'll point out to my lessons is watch the tour player when they finish. That's all I want you to look at that and see that they actually turn beyond the target, right?
Yeah, their chest is left.
The fire end, right? And the lower body's got initiated. And that's what we try to fix when we teach a lot, right? Is it's the upper body that wants to fire, or the hands from the top corner of the top kind of thing. And
but they'd never do it in a baseball swing. Like, if you put a baseball bat in somebody's hand, because that's how they grew up playing, their hips are open and they swing the bat, and then they put a golf club in their hand and their lower body freezes. So if you can just that's what the good players are doing. And when you watch, I always say, when you're watching golf on TV, watch for these things, because what we're teaching is not unique. It's fundamental.
Yeah, and I try to get my students to, I call it posing, right? And we even do it with junior golf, right? Is when they're done, I say, okay, I want you to hold your finish so you know if I'm not standing here, what's going on? Are you finishing? You're on your, well, for right-hand players, on your left side, have you turned completely? And hold it and take a look, because most of the time the mishits are incomplete turns.
And I always think kids mimic so well. So that is such a great thing to teach juniors, or even leave the TV on, leave the golf channel on if your kid's a golfer. And like, you got 8, 10-year-olds. They finish like Rory. Hey, finish like Rom. Hey, and they can. And so if you teach them to mimic that move early, it leads to success for years and years.
I saw a video with Jordan Spieth. He said about that finishing pose. He said, you know that you finished well and you have good balance. He said, after contact is made, he said, whatever your finishing pose is, he goes, hold it and count to 10. He goes, if you can hold it and count to 10, he goes, that means you are in good balance and you finish strong. Whereas, like you guys have talked about, like a lot of times after contact is made, guys are falling back, guys are turning sideways. You can't hold maybe that finish because you're out of balance at that point.
Yeah, hold it and get the twirl. Then you, like, if you're in a good enough position where you could twirl the club, then you probably made a good finish.
That's right. All right, we're here live at Pendleton Creek on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, Jeff Midas, and Don Schneider from Pendleton Creek. Let's get to our now more tips. Good stuff here. Our official tip of the week brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. All information, if you want to get involved in the game, go to WNYPGA.com. Lots of good stuff there. The putting this week, these greens, some of them are pretty massive. The speed is going to be super fast. I'm sure they're going to roll it and make it even quicker for these weekend rounds. Lag putting is going to be very important to avoid the three putt. Don, let's start with you. What are some good techniques, some good drills, some good ideas when you've got a longer putt and your goal there is to lag it up there to get it as close as possible?
I think let's talk about not the tour player, but let's say our members or the average player. Try not to put a lot of pressure on yourself to feel like you're gonna make that, right? So in reality, you know, 10 feet, 15 feet out, we don't really make many of those. So a leg putt that is even longer, you know, try to paint a picture of a 3-foot circle around the stick and try to get it there. The other thing, I know Jeff likes this one where you putt it to the fringe if you're standing on the putting green. practicing, and it's distance control, right? So that's the biggest thing. I wouldn't probably hit a whole bunch of those prior to your round of golf that day because it's not a real confidence builder, right? But you should work on those when you're playing. And as part of my position here as membership director, that's the first thing I point out to people, that part of the reason you're joining a club is to have that ability to go on the golf course and hit these shots. Like, it's hard to do if you don't have a place to do it, bottom line, right? So I tell folks, hey, you're going to hit some balls on the driving range. If you see, hole twos open or hole sevens open and you want to go over and chip and putt, we're good with that. You know, just proper etiquette and, that kind of thing. And but where else do you do that, right? And so to me, I'm gonna want to hit a lot of chips and a lot of putts. And out here, it would be number two that's adjacent to our driving range, or number seven or number eight, something around there where, I can jump out there and actually hit those shots. It's hard to replicate that anywhere else.
Yeah, and I think lag putting is important. This, if you can three putt avoidance is a huge factor in making your score a little bit better. And I think a lot of times when people have long putts, they forget that shot's still got to be hit solid in the center of the blade, and you really got to commit. Like, this is where your visualization as a golfer can come in super handy. You see the tour players, they're going to walk up to the hole and they're looking at what that last 6 feet's like, where that's where it's going to break the most. So I always visualize a long putt. I'm obviously really geared in on speed. Then I'm looking at that last 6 feet. Where do I want this ball coming in so it can go at the hole? It's not, sometimes it might be at 3 o'clock or it might be at 9 o'clock on the clock dial. And then, I'm trying to maybe dive that in the front edge as opposed to ramming it just to get the speed right. And then fundamentally, you see a lot of people wiggle because it's a longer putt. They'll get their knees moving and their body will get moving a little bit like that. And then they don't hit it on the center of the blade. They hit it off the heel or the toe, or they don't start it online. So it's still the same fundamentals. I see a lot of people try to hit those longer putts harder. I'd rather have you take a longer stroke and keep the same pace and just hit it right in the center of the blade and just hit the best shot you can, and use your imagination to try to get that ball into the hole as close as you can. But don't forget, you still got to hit a good shot, just like any golf shot.
Can I add one thing? I'm not a pro, but I'm going to play one on the radio today. If by chance, though, you do go past the hole, don't be down on yourself. Pay attention.
Do you ever see a tour player not watch it go past the hole?
Chips or putts, they watch it go past the hole because that helps with the read coming back to the cup.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, too, it's important that because you don't have lots of those in a round of golf, is I'm a big proponent of pre-shot routine. I talk about that a lot when I teach. You've got to have a consistent routine. And if it's a lag putt and you haven't had one of those, make dang sure you're taking a couple of practice strokes. Because it's a longer stroke. Yes. Like, to your point, Jeff, it's not a faster stroke, it's a bigger stroke. Right. But you've got to have that in your routine, like, oops, I haven't done this yet today. Just step back and take one or two, whatever you're comfortable doing.
And you'll often not see a tour player take a practice swing with a driver because they get up, they put the tee in the ground, they've done this 100 times. They'll always be taking practice strokes and gauging it with chips and putts and pitches. And the last thing I'd like to add is check your grip pressure, because if you're trying to make a long putt, if you're squeezing that putter, that you lose a little bit of that feel. Feel that head in your hands. Feel that lightest grip pressure you can with your putter. I think that's a good advice for anything, but especially for lag putts, so you can feel that putter swing through and how much impetus it'll put on that ball, and then you just got to hit it in the center of the blade and get it rolling.
Yeah. Don, before we let you go, we talked about the beautiful facilities here, the new banquet facility, maybe an opportunity for a group or a business or a charitable fundraiser. I know there's some days in Monday that there might be some openings here that to have some opportunities if people are interested.
Yeah, we do. Well, they're later in the season, but it's still a nice time of year. I think it's a great time of year, really. It's September. We have September 11th and 18th available. These are Monday events. Us being a private club, I do a lot of inquiries on weekends. It's kind of impossible to do that when you have a full membership wants to play golf. We're not going to stick a tournament in front of them. But Mondays we have two dates available, and I do have some inquiries. So we they may or may not still be available as we speak. But if someone's interested, we can contact Dylan Hayes. Actually, is our head professional, and he will take care of that. So that's Dylan@PendletonCreek.com is the best way to get a hold of him.
And if you want to get any information on holding your event here, Don, it doesn't have to even be golf related, right? It can be a birthday or an anniversary or a shower, right?
Yeah. So if it's a catering type thing, it's food and beverage. Tammy is here. DeFries is her last name, and it's It's Tammy. It's banquets at PendletonCreek.com is how to get in touch with her. She does a great job with, you know, setting up. It could be you had just something here for what was it?
I had my boys' tennis team. We had our banquet here. It was great. Yes. Yeah.
And it is open to the public.
Yeah. So the kind of, you know, when you drive by, it can be maybe a little confusing because our beautiful big new sign out front does say open to the public, but it does say the pub is open to the public. So the food and beverage, that's true. The golf course is still private and full with membership. So don't have any openings for membership, unfortunately, this year, but we do have a wait list for 2024.
If you forget your wallet when you come to the pub, which is open to the public, just put it on Koziel's account.
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
I noticed.
You didn't drink that many Bud Lights. Yeah, that's why.
It says served one, 20 beers and 30 wings. I'm like, I knew who that was.
That's Midas.
Well, let's see. Jack, your son Jack was here yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he only had two beers.
He was maybe entertaining some people.
I know.
I'll check your statement.
Yeah, kids love doing that. Oh, I'll just put it on my dad's account. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They love it.
Give me a dozen balls. Yeah, give me those Pro V1s. Sure.
Yeah. My kids were young, like, oh, this is, we're at Lancaster. Kids are like, this is great. You just go up and they give you stuff for free. I just tell them a number. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
So you don't want to give them that number. That's the key.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Unfortunately, he knows it already. Yes. Don, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day. Enjoy fishing tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. And we got member today.
That's right.
It's a big day.
Field, so members are going to have a great time. We're going to do a little Stableford action, so mix it up, have some fun.
Somebody gets their name on a plaque at the end of the day, huh?
They might, yeah. Yeah. Definitely going to have some food and beverage afterwards, so that alone's worth it, right?
So. And the course looks great. So I know.
Thank you. Yeah, Joe Stein's been working hard. He's got it in great shape. Luckily, we got a little bit of rain. We all needed that, so.
Yeah, it's looking great. PendletonCreek.com. If you're, again, interested in that Monday outing, September 11th, September 18th are open. If you're looking for maybe having your banquet or party here, banquets at PendletonCreek.com. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek, as always, gracious host for us. We'll take a break. When we come back, Taylor Gessel from Callaway. Interesting new info coming out with Big Bertha. And, of course, more on the U.S. Open as we roll on till 9 o'clock. Two-hour edition of Tee to Green. With Jeff Midas, Jeff Blank, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Koziel. More from Pendleton Creek Golf Club coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
cooking a rack of ribs today, so
you don't have to cook. 8:32 is the time. Welcome back. Tee to Green, rolling on, live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks to Don Schneider, the general manager, PGA Pro, for joining us last segment. PendletonCreek.com is the website. All right, we move on here. More on our jam-packed show. Chance to speak with our good friend from Callaway. Taylor Gessel is joining us next. Taylor will be on site at the Duster Challenge at Glen Oak just about a month from now on July 21st. Make sure you sign up at WNYPGA.com as we look forward to our seventh annual edition of that putting contest. And Taylor, you'll be there again with your big Callaway tent and a chance for everybody to pick out their Callaway golf ball to putt with. So thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you having me on. The Duster is always a fantastic time. I'm very appreciative that I can play in it as well, even though I don't normally do as well as everyone else there, but it's always a fun time.
Are you bringing any Odyssey putters for those who are maybe struggling in the practice session?
Yeah, no, I do plan to make sure I have the full line of putters with me so that if somebody wants to make a change of the day, you know, on that day, that they can make that. But yeah, I'll have a few options for everybody.
Jeff Blank's over here. Bring a couple lefties.
You got some lefty putters?
Oh, I'll take care of them. I got lefties.
Jeff, you said what? The two guys at the top are both.
Yeah, no, I wanted to ask about the Versa putter that are getting the rounds on Twitter with Ricky and Wyndham here.
Yeah. Jailbird has been a popular model for us for a number of years. That white hot face is popular even for players that don't play Callaway throughout the rest of the bag, but that head model's been doing pretty well for a while. I saw we put up a Twitter post asking if people wanted that head back, and it got some good reception. So who knows? Maybe someday.
You got the Versa back on the website right now.
Yeah. Versa is one of our core lines of putters this year. That alignment technology of being able to see whether you're inside or outside to where you want to be aligned to the hole is something that we started a number of years back, almost 12 years ago now, and just re-released Versa. The Jailbird model that those guys up at the top are using is unfortunately not part of the core line this year, but I don't know. Maybe if we make enough noise, we can make that happen.
I have a feeling you'll be pushing that out next year.
That's right. Well, next week.
Next week. There you go.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Well, Taylor, Big Bertha, a name that is associated with Callaway for many, many years, but there's a new line that just came out here just at the end of May, and it's got some different opportunities in terms of how people can use Big Bertha to help their game and also even some different price points. So kind of get into that. What's new with Big Bertha right now?
Yeah, no, it's, I know, you know, when we talk about how important it is to get fit, how important it is to see people that are knowledgeable about the fitting process to make sure that those clubs are right for you. Big Bertha is a line of products, like you said, has been around for quite a long time. That name has been around for a while. In the most recent years and most recent iterations of Big Bertha, we've been focusing on players that really need help with just pure contact with the ball. They might struggle with their irons, catching things heavy, not being able to get the ball in the air. And then obviously once we get up into the woods and into the driver, players slice the ball. It's quite a bit of us. I know for a long time I struggled with it as well. So the Big Bertha line of products that released at the end of May is really focused on helping those players that are continuing to still develop, that want to become better players, want to, you know, make the step forward in terms of having clubs that are correct in their bag to help them alleviate the biggest concerns that they have in their bag. Big Bertha is definitely our most forgiving club that we have out at the moment right now to make sure that, you know, not only you're well fit, not only you can make better contact with it, but normally it's going to help those players, you know, right-handed players that are moving the ball from left to right or left-handed players from right to left, and try to alleviate that as much as possible, because staying in the fairway off of the tee and obviously our second shots into greens puts us into better scoring position, and Big Bertha does that incredibly well.
Super game improvement category, right? Is that what you would call that?
Because exactly.
you're doing everything you can to make it easier.
Yeah, I mean, Big Bertha and Rogue are two of our game improvement categories. Rogue definitely does have some more distance qualities to it when we start to work around with the lofts and center gravities of clubs to help players hit it farther. Big Bertha not only has definitely has a great distance quality to it, but is certainly focused on really helping with contact, making sure that if we can make contact with that club, that it's generally going to do what we want it to do.
Taylor Gessel from Callaway with us here on Tee to Green as we are broadcasting live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Taylor, the other thing we wanted to bring up that's great news about Big Bertha, but also if you go to get a new Callaway driver, you have a new trade-in program now that can be monetarily a really, really good deal for you.
Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure we talked about this as well, because through the end of this month, so it'll end at the end of June, if you visit an authorized retailer for Callaway products, a great incentive that we have for the rest of this month is, you know, players have drivers, whether they're, you know, 1 year old or 2 years old or even a few extra years old, that, you know, once you get fit for a new Callaway driver, it's maybe not necessarily as useful anymore. Like I said, through the end of this month, you do trade in a product towards the purchase of a new product, your trade-in value will actually double. So situationally, if your driver is worth $100 based on the values at the time, that value will actually go up to $200. So it's an opportunity for us to not only make sure that players get fit correctly and that they go and see these authorized retailers that are going to have knowledgeable and you know, productive fitters at those locations, but also to help people save a little bit of money. So it's been very useful so far to make sure that you know, we can get new products into people's hands and make it a little bit more worth their while as well.
Taylor, does it have to be a Callaway driver?
No, absolutely not. Personally, I love to see when non-Callaway drivers come in. So,
good point.
Against them. So, you do not have to be trading in a Callaway product. It can be products from other vendors as well, but it does have to be towards the purchase of a Callaway club, which through our fitting process, we expect that they'll be very happy with that as well.
Are they using the PGA trade-in? Where do people find the value for their clubs?
So that you can go on to CallawayGolf.com. You will be able to look up the trade-in value for your club right on our website.
And if you have the Nike Square driver, the trash can, it's not worth anything, okay? So I'm just telling you, the trade-in value of that is zero.
I was with a customer a few days ago with that. That has one of the most unique sounds that I've ever heard in the golf industry. So he was
unique,
very happy with his new Big Bertha driver.
And by unique, you mean terrible. That's okay.
I'm going to stay with unique.
I said it. I said it. I had one. The Nike Square driver, that trash can.
It
sold in a garage sale for $3.
Oh, you're lucky. Sucker born every minute.
It might be the gentleman that you worked with the other day.
Yeah. Taylor, if people want to get fit or learn more about Callaway products here locally, if they're a golfer listening in Western New York right now, how would you suggest they go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, our website, in terms of learning more about the technology that we have in our clubs right now, obviously learning a little bit more about that trade and promotion that we have right now, you can head to the website, CallawayGolf.com, to be able to answer a lot of your questions. But we have awesome local partners. I know one that we both work together with at Woods to Wedges. They're a great asset in our area. But really, any place that that carries Callaway products, we're fairly entwined in terms of making sure those head professionals and those fitters are going to be knowledgeable and useful for you whenever you're looking for clubs.
Like here at Pendleton Creek.
That's right, with Don.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Woods to Wedges, let's mention them too. Great place to be fit.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for the information on Big Bertha and the trade-in. We look forward to seeing you in a month at Glen Oak for the Duster. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy the U.S. Open.
Thank you. You as well. Taylor Gessel from Callaway. Yeah, Taylor will be there at Glen Oak, the big Callaway tent, for our Duster Putting Challenge. If you haven't done the Duster before, it's cool. Once you go through, kind of you sign in, and you go over to the Callaway tent, and Taylor's give you a whole bunch of different balls to choose from. You want the triple track ball. You want just the regular kind of traditional-looking ball. You want the soccer ball.
I love the soccer ball.
Got a whole bunch of different kinds of Callaway products there to putt with.
Yeah, and it benefits the HOPE program, you know, the Veterans Golf Program, which, Jeff, you're very involved with. You know, Jeff, of course, served our country in the Marines. And just real quick, you know, tell us about that program and just what you see from these veterans that able to get together and an avenue to for shared experience and through the game of golf.
Yeah, it's one of the coolest things. HOPE, helping our patriots everywhere. Basically, we take vets in the area. There's programs in Rochester, Erie, Buffalo, Newton, Niagara County has one. We have Glen Oak. the veterans come in and we just teach them golf. And the VA, it was initially with the VA. We're not affiliated with the VA anymore, but they're all veterans. And it's a great, great resource for veterans for a million jillion reasons. The things it does, socialization, proprioception, all the different things, learning a new skill. They develop a passion and there's a ton of camaraderie. And it's become a group of guys and girls that get together and all become friends and now are golfers. And now there's like a little tour that the vets have put together where they're getting discounts and playing at different clubs in the area.
It's a chance for them to get together with people who have shared experience where they can talk about things they maybe don't want to talk about, people who didn't serve.
Right. It's funny.
Can't relate.
Yeah. You know? It's funny how the language changes when you're around a bunch of vets and the slang and your four letter words might slip out a few more times than usual. But it's a great way for vets to get together and learn the best game there is, and you have a new life skill. If you've learned to golf, now you have a new life skill that can help you do a million things.
And in the past, some of the funds that we've raised through this tournament have gone to help purchase the cart for disabled golfers to help get them upright. I forget the exact name of that.
I forget the exact name. It's an expensive cart. It's a $25,000 cart.
$25,000 cart, but it allows folks who have mobility issues or may have lost a limb or what have you, to get in that position where they can swing the golf club. It's an awesome piece and something I'm super proud of that we're able to contribute to through this event.
And if you're a golfer with different needs and you would like to use that cart, it's at Glen Oak. And we have a trailer. We can actually tow it to other places. You know, so it's basically you sit on a cart, you get strapped in, and it can go on the putting greens. It's got special tires. It's a really cool vehicle, and it just allows people who may not have the ability to walk the golf course to go out and enjoy the golf course.
All right. Good stuff there. I'm just tweeting out the link again. You should be following us already at T2G Buffalo on Twitter and on Instagram. But if you're not, follow me at Brian WGR. And the link to the Duster Putting Challenge coming up July 21st, 6 o'clock, Glen Oak. It's a great night beyond the great cause that these two guys just talked about. Music. We've got food coming from Moe's. Moe's has stepped up. Channel 2 has stepped up. Callaway going to be there giving the balls. The West New York PGA on hand. So it's
Nick's bringing his simulator
night.
in the
Yep.
Yep.
Nick Latempio from the Lynx Golf and Tap up in Niagara Falls is going to bring his mobile simulator.
I can't wait to see that in person.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks cool.
Yeah,
it
really does.
Yeah.
An opportunity for you to check it out and maybe have it for your next party.
Yeah, there you go. Gab, you should have that.
I should have that at my son's graduation party.
Yeah, give him a call.
Probably a little late.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I would assume so since it's only a few hours away. All right, we'll take a timeout here from Petal and Creek. When we come back, our final thoughts on the U.S. Open. We'll get blanks, bets going into the weekend, and we'll try to predict a winner coming up as we return here. Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold, producing.
I'm trying to follow you on Twitter,
Studios.
Brian.
I'm
trying to follow you on Twitter.
Yes,
you can't.
It's tough to follow. Brian WGR. Very difficult, I know. We'll be back with more from Pendleton Creek right after this.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Yeah. 8:48 the time. Welcome back here on WGR. Tee to Green. We're live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Hope you've enjoyed our 2-hour show today. Final segment here.
We need 2 hours every week, by the way.
We do need 2 hours every week. I'll work on that. Hey, I just tweeted out the link to sign up for our Duster Putting Challenge. Again, that's Friday, July 21st at Glen Oak at Brian WGR if you want to sign up for it. Let's get to our Champions Tour report now, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. Jeff, we do have at least one Champions Tour player that's happy that they're playing the weekend here at the U.S. Open.
Padraig Harrington. He's the only one to make the cut of the Champions Tour player this week at the U.S. Open. And I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate Steve Stricker for winning the American Family Insurance Classic. He's had a good year. 18 under last week to win the Champions event.
Stricker's been on fire
lately.
Yeah.
He's been really good. Kev, how about the LPGA leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf?
I was going to do it in the voice of Patty Harrington, but I figure I'd butcher it, so I'm not
like,
going
like
to
I
do
did.
It. Yeah, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. It's in Michigan. All right. Ayuka Faru is the leader, 11 under par, one shot lead over four players, Leona Maguire, Hyoju Kim, Carlotta Sagana, and Amy Yang, all 10 under par. So it should be a Minji Lee, by the way, is also two back at 9 under par.
Very cool.
She's the best in the Lee family of Minwoo and Minji, right?
Yeah, pretty talented golf family.
Great. Yeah, I know.
How about the father-son tournament with those two, or the father-child tournament? Those are your kids.
And I'm pretty sure the father's picking Minji.
Yeah, probably.
Minwoo's a good player, too.
I would agree. All right, let's look at now the U.S. Open leaderboard here. We talked about Ricky Fowler, Wyndham Clark. They'll be in the final group today, 6:40 p.m. Eastern.
That's awesome.
Primetime golf is going to be ending around like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
That's my bedtime.
Yeah, I have to have a cup of coffee.
You know, it's amazing. As soon as I always think about primetime golf, like, this is amazing. And then I'm like, the only person that doesn't like it is Midas because he's fallen asleep.
Yeah.
I'm up early. I'm an old Polak. We get up early. We go to bed early.
Fowler's
easy. You're an old Polish fellow.
I can say that.
Well, I'm just saying. All right.
Anyway. Fowler is at 10. After 62-68, Clark won back at minus 9. The second last group at 6:29 Eastern tonight, Schauffele and McIlroy. All right, Kev, here's my question to you. Does the winner come from the Schauffele-McIlroy group or the rest of the field? That's your question. Who are you pick? I'm asking.
Who do I want?
No, I'm asking you if I was asking you to bet here. Does the Schauffele McIlroy?
Well, you know, group, I can't bet on golf, so
I shouldn't have phrased it that way.
Okay,
but I'm asking you to pick.
Sure.
Does the winner come from the Schauffele McIlroy pairing today, or the rest of the field? That's your question. No dodging this question. Just yes or no.
I'm going to say yes. Comes from McIlroy Schauffele.
Okay.
I want it to come from the rest of the field because I want Ricky Fowler to win.
Jeff,
I think it'd be the best thing for golf.
Jeff Blank, same question to you.
I'm taking the field.
You're taking the field.
Yep.
I think I'm with Kev. I think it's McIlroy or Schauffele.
Yeah.
I think I'm feeling McIlroy vibes this week. I feel like he's going to break through eventually here.
This is the time of year. Schauffele is a closer, boys. You know, he's a defending champion next week at the Travelers, a defending champion in Scotland. Like, he hasn't really made
He's had an amazing
incredible
career,
noise.
An amazing young career at the U.S. Open. Out of his six years, five of them have been in the top 10.
He's a putter. I mean, he can putt.
California kid.
Plays slow. He does play slow.
Methodical.
Well, then
he plays slow. He plays slow. Let's not, like, people talk about Cantlay. I'm telling you, I think Schauffele's slower.
That's impressive if you're slow.
Nobody's talking about Harris English.
Yeah.
All right, what do the numbers say on English here? Does he have it? How's he doing? How's he doing it? He's 7 under.
He's putting really well. It's the putter.
Yeah, maybe. I think people feel like he hasn't paid enough dues. That's why a lot of people aren't thinking about it. Like Schauffele, his name's been around. You know, those guys.
Harris is an established pro here.
He is, but he's not. He's not one of the names you first think of when you're thinking of who's going to win the Open.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah.
How about
fair.
How about the just you know, and that maybe we shouldn't be surprised that it comes from DJ. His second hole yesterday, he takes a quadruple bogey 8 on
a snowman
on a par 4. He takes an 8. Ends up shooting even par to get him. He fought back. He's right in it here at 6 under.
Yes, he is.
So,
first time anybody in the U.S. Open's done that. Got in a quad and finished even par.
Yeah.
Because usually you're going to go sideways after an 8. Yeah.
I guess I should say I'm not surprised, Kev, because of how DJ just doesn't let golf bother him, right? He's just, when he hits a bad shot, that's always something that we've been so complimentary of him with his game, is how he's able to like not let things get to him.
Yeah, he definitely just, it's golf. Make a bogey, make a birdie, it's okay. I don't really care.
But I think it's confidence, too, like we talked about early with the driver. You know, when you're a good player or you're confident, you just look at something like that, like, wow, how did that happen? And you just go on to the next hole and try to make birdies.
He doesn't have Adidas now, so I don't know if it's, the different shirt, but looks like he's put on a few LBs, doesn't it?
I'll mention that to him next time I see him.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, all right, we can relate.
Well, it's the good life on the Live Tour there.
pretty much. Right?
Player dining.
Yes.
A little different.
Well, he did hurt his back earlier this year. You guys all saw that, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
When you mentioned earlier how almost all these players, you watched from watching it on the range at Oak Hill, these best names in golf now, they're all hitting these cut, you know, little baby fade drivers. DJ had been doing that forever.
There's a video out there. He's got Claude Harmon, you know, his longtime coach, and it's like, when do you hit a draw? He's like, I never try to hit a draw.
Yeah.
Ever.
When he won his U.S. Open in Oakmont in 2016, he just never missed fairways. He was hitting that cut, and because it was still, he was hitting it so far that it was so effective. That was a big reason he won that week.
His wedge game is insane. Insanely good.
Yep. That week, too, he was, like, number one inside of, like, 150.
He had a 75-yard shot, I think it was in a number six, and he had a lob wedge out with the blade all the way open and generated enough club head speed and spin where he just threw it a one checker in there, like, 4 feet. It was sick.
Well, and that's why that's part of why I love watching the majors, because you really see short games come to the fore in the majors, and who has the best short game? It's always the best players. They always have the best short game. DJ, you can see, like, remember Tiger early in his career, he was missing greens with wedges. He had a problem, and then he got to be the best wedge player. Same with DJ. It was a flaw in his game for a while. Yeah. Now it's become a strength.
Yeah.
I got a question for Kev. So as you see on tour, I kind of noticed that the afternoon wave yesterday had the sun and the wind kind of come out. Do you think the players that played yesterday in the afternoon have a little bit of an advantage because they've seen that with the course play a little bit windier, a little bit faster? Do you think guys like Ricky and Schauffele, who went out in the afternoon, have a little bit of an edge?
No. I think these players, they adjust so rapidly to the conditions. They've played in everything. So this isn't anything they haven't seen before. These guys played Memorial, where, you know, you had those conditions of firm and fast and some wind. So, yeah, they'll adjust.
Yeah, they played in everything. Yeah. You're that career stage of your career. You've pretty much seen everything.
Yeah, and they know when there's moisture and things are soft. They know to put the pedal to the metal, so to speak, and go for it. And then they know.
I think the advantage might be that they get to watch the players in the morning on TV and see.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I think that's the bigger advantage of playing late in the day. You can watch and see how putts break and what the course is, what's going on.
So Sahith Theegala, when he was mic'd up the other day, he admitted I was watching the coverage to see what guys were doing on six.
Oh, picking clubs and breaks.
Yeah, so the smart player now is watching, Peacock's a streaming one. They watch PGA Tour Live, or the caddy watches it early in the day to see, all right, how's that putt breaking? Like, you watch players. If you sit there and watch a feature hole all the time, and I've done it for work, and watch him miss on the same side, and we'll sit there with Steve Scott or Matt Every or whatever, and be like, Matt, why aren't their caddies watching this? The guy's playing later. Like, if they were paying attention, they know where the miss is. They know how this putt breaks.
Yeah, you hear the announcers all the time. A lot of guys are missing this right. Everybody's coming up short right. And then they do it. Yeah, that's why you end up watching the coverage earlier. Hey, maybe I need to hit this a little firmer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Weather today in Los Angeles, mostly sunny and a high of 80.
Shocking.
So it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be nice in L.A.? Can't believe it.
No. And tomorrow, same, mostly sunny, 78. So there you go.
It's going to be a little bit.
It's going to be baked out. It's going to be beautiful conditions here. So I'll speak for everybody to say that we're all rooting for Fowler to win here.
Yes.
100%.
Yep. Yes.
It'd be a great story if he's able to get that done. But, yeah, there's a lot of big names here within striking distance. I didn't answer the question that I asked you guys. Does it come from the field, or does it come from the Schauffele-McIlroy group? The reason that I would say field is that I still feel like Scottie Scheffler is still going to have his name in this.
So's DJ, by the way.
He's 5-under, and I don't think that's a lot to overcome over two rounds.
Who's in the final group tomorrow? Final pairing.
I'm putting Rory in it.
I'm going Scheffler-Fowler.
Scheffler-Fowler pairing. I like that.
I think Ricky just looks too locked in right now with his irons and his wedges. And
I think it'll be Rory and Ricky in the final group.
I like that.
And I think Schauffele and Dustin Johnson will be in the penultimate.
That's some good TV right there on Father's Day.
What pairing does the winner come out of tomorrow? Final group? Penultimate?
I just like saying the word penultimate.
I can say, great word. Yeah. See, you can't sleep on Xander. He's a final round killer. So I'm going to say penultimate. But I want it to be Fowler. I
know. Yep. Well, we hope that happens. All right. That was fun, guys. Hope everybody enjoyed our two-hour edition. Thanks to everybody here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Our guests, John Boland from Donald Ross, Taylor Gessler from Callaway, and Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek. Thanks to everybody for listening. All the dads out there, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Yes. Everybody here is a dad. Thank you. And
coolest thing ever.
Yep. It is.
Most days.
Depends how old they are. Yeah.
It is pretty cool. Corey Griswold, thank you back in our Amherst studios for, as always, guiding us through this. And if you missed any of the show, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. Make sure you're following us on our Tee to Green handles, Instagram and Twitter at T2G Buffalo. For Jeff Medes, Jeff Blank, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the U.S. Open. Happy Father's Day weekend. And we'll talk to you next week from East Aurora Country Club. The International Junior Masters event. We'll be there to preview it at 7 a.m. right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Hello, I'm...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.